This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, November 14th. Well, we had a good day yesterday in the cattle space, up fairly strong, but we've had so much damage to the charts that it's a long way to go to even remotely get close to where we were here even just a couple months ago. But it is good to see some stability in this market after getting another flush to the downside last week. Now, whether this is just a pause in the downward momentum or we're actually turning a corner depends on what the cash market's going to do. Last week, the cash trade for the Fed settled around 180, which was down 5 for the week, but still up 28 from a year ago. Dress trade at 286 was down 6 on the week and up 45 from last year. Steer prices at 257 down in Oklahoma City. It was up 13 on the week and up 77 over a year ago. Rib prices at 539, up 4 on the week, up 88 over last year. Round prices at 257, down 6 on the week, up 37 over last year. Chuck at 247, down 11 on the week and up 17 from last year. 50% trimmings at 68, down 2 on the week, down 10 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 285, down 2 on the week, up 40 from a year ago. So year to date, federally inspected slaughter is running 4.7% below a year ago. Cow slaughter is down 5.9%. Dressed weights are down 0.7%. Beef production is down 5.3%. Now, the box beef values yesterday, we had the choice down 261 at 298. Select was up 182 at 269. So the spread lost 443. We're sitting at 2861. Movement was 93 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. That's 3,000 more than a week ago and 2,000 less than a year ago. The dress weights, 834 pounds. That's 1 pound more than the week ago and still 4 pounds less than a year ago. Total beef production last week was at 514 million pounds. That's the lowest we've seen in about 5 weeks. So even with the drop in beef production, we are seeing some pressure in the cash market. So there's, you know, clearly some concern about the demand side of the picture. Now, that said, the consumer price index was lower than expected. So in the inflation rate is expected to be lower than expected. So the stock market is up strong on the heels of that report here this morning. That should be supportive to the cattle complex. Food prices were not lower, but overall energy prices actually were down quite a bit. But just, you know, the surge in stock market values normally is a supportive factor for the cattle complex. Hopefully that will spill over and get some momentum, you know, keep that momentum going higher after yesterday's strong day. The feeder cattle index, the daily index yesterday was at 229.02. So Monday was at 225, which was down 4 from the previous day. Now this, we're back up to 229. So we had that dip down. So hopefully we're getting back on the upswing here on these daily cash reports. The 7-day moving average, however, reflecting the drop that we've seen over the last several sessions, it was down 402. We're sitting at 231.40. So at 231.40, your front month futures are at 230. Roughly, that's, I think, you know, especially we just have a, you know, a couple weeks left in the November futures, we're pretty much in line with the cash index. And again, this, the daily starting to show some signs of life as well. That should be supportive for the feeder cattle index. You know, corn was up strong yesterday. That's probably part of the drag and would keep a lid on feeders. But so as long as the cash market continues to improve, that will be supportive to the futures market as well. Now, I got a cattle and feed report out on Friday. Pre-release estimates are showing that as of November 1, total cattle on feed would be 101.9% of a year ago. So that would be the second month in a row that we would have on-feed totals higher than a year ago. Last month was a surprise to the market, and that's really what started this slide, was that bearish cattle on feed report. October placements are expected to be 6.1% higher than a year ago, and October marketings are expected to be down 2% from a year ago. So the increase in total numbers on feed is going to probably, you know, be a drag on this market, but we are headed into the holiday season. Normally you have strong consumer demand up into early December. So after this big break in the futures, you know, hopefully that demand will, you know, stabilize the break at least. And typically we are moving higher. And quite often, those are some major highs that are put in early December. So that's right in front of us. You know, the next 2, 3, 4 weeks maybe would be when this market would have its best opportunity to recover from these steep losses and take advantage of strong retailer demand headed into the holiday season. Stock market's on very solid footing. That should help as well. But again, there's been a lot of damage to the charts. You've had just massive liquidation, a lot of upside resistance from people who were caught long, will want to get out on, you know, small rallies. So there will be that kind of, resistance to the market. But again, seasonally, you'd normally be moving higher. Fundamentally, you know, demand has been strong. It's been stellar, really, through all of this. Record high beef prices. We really didn't slow down consumer demand all that much. So again, headed into a normal strong demand seasonal should provide some support to this market, at least over the next few weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.